Amalarakudesh for the Amali. Ain't a Makudeshis. You hear what's going on? Ain't a Makudeshis. Bechenikar. Sashan the Gemara. Everyone knows there's a Sugya in the Gemara. You need Lee, you don't need Lee. Bechenikar. Yesh Machmirim. Priorim. Dahave. Makudeshis, even without the word Lee. It's a Shaila. What the din is? Maybe. Fine. So if he's staying under the chuppah, and he is there, and she's there, he's wearing a black suit, and she's wearing a wedding gown, the pasha says that they're marrying each other, so if you don't say the word li, according to this Ramah, or the Mechabash, they should be married anyway. Anyway, that's what should come out over here in Siv Dalet. That's an important nekuda.
What's the name of this?
Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin. Hilchos Kiddushin. All right, that's Siv Dalet. In Siv Zayin, Nos Nahi Lo Kesef from Arayin Mikudeshes Locha, Eina Mikudeshes. This is only important for the question of double ring ceremonies. Rav Moshe is a tshuva, he's not sure that double ring ceremony they're even married, because she's giving him a ring. True, he gave a ring too, so what could be bad? The answer is, if they think that they need both rings to accomplish it, it could be a chasar. I'm not passing, but it could be a chasar in the kedushin. These double ring ceremonies, where they, especially if she says something along the lines, "Hareini mekudesh es lecha." If you look at some of the more avant-garde publications of an organization called Jofa, some years back, 13 ways to enhance your wedding. So some of them they said she'll say, "I need a dodi b'dodi li," or something like this. No, but some of them say. Expression like this, Harenim Kodesh Sacha, that's a serious shayla, which can even impact on the Kiddush, which was done properly beforehand, because it indicates that they don't know what it's all about. Okay, fine. I want to show you one Simen Chav Ches, is the longest Simen in Hilchos Kiddushin, very, very long. I'm only going to show you one half a line in the Beis Shmuel in Sivkotan Memtes at the end. I'll call upon him. Call a Masada Kiddushin, Sarach Lizara, Lishalas, Achosnam, and Atabas, Shalohu, Om Sholatabas. You have to ask, is it your ring? Those are the questions we ask, right? Is it worth the Pruto? As I mentioned before. And is it your ring? Those are the two questions that we ask to the Chosn. Im Sholatabas, actually the Edom we ask, is it worth the Pruto? They say yes, we saw earlier. And for the borrowed Tabas, is a whole story. This is very complicated. Just say no. But it's an heirloom. Yeah, not for the Kiddushin. Just buy a ring with your own money, pay cash, and avoid all these problems. This, you have to ask the cost. This is his ring. Very important. Now we're going to skip the Simon Laman Aleph.
What Simon was that?
Chav Ches.
If you pay with a credit card,
it's also okay. But it's better to pay cash if possible. They want cash for other reasons, but I'm not going to that part of the question.
Was,
okay, correct. Similar. Okay, Simon Lamed Aleph. You read over here in Simon Lamed Aleph, it bays as follows. Kishe b'dvarim she'en b'kim b'shumasan. And some say, any heaven. Everyone knows you got to buy a ring which has no stone, no diamonds, nothing. Just a plain ring. This is a very important halacha, which is found in the Farish in the Shulchan Aruch, a plain ring. Interestingly, the Ramah goes further and says, "Kam nogan lechasos pnei akalos atznuos, veinem makpidos b'mam mekadesh oson." The reason given for covering the kalos face is not the way we always assume. Maybe it's considered to be part of a chuppah. We'll get to that a little bit later, but just you shouldn't see the ring that well. Now, that's why the Chassidim, they have a non-see-through covering of the Kohen's face, that he can't see anything. When we grew up, we didn't have those. We just had a veil which he could see through. So there's a problem with the Hasidic aversion, which is brought by the Pesachei Tshuva here in Sifkat. And hey, a very serious question. What's the question? Kidesh Isha Acha Sheyupanem Chusos B'Shas Kedushin V'Lo Ro'osa. They didn't see her face. Acha Kach Sheholchol Echziruah V'Gila Poneh Kesheyuchol Adas Lohoyed Mihu Yemes Kadeshes. Says in my bit, they're not married. The Kaddish below Edom. They're not Edom. And didn't see. Her face is totally covered. They were married without any Edom. Now, this is a very serious chumrah. On this basis, many of the Hasidic circles, they make sure that for a second they pick up their veil so that the Edom should see who the Kala is. Otherwise, it's there's no Edom. It could be there's a... Who knows? We have no idea who it may be. This is a serious question. The most postmen say they're married anyway for various reasons, but it's something which in our circles mostly you can see. But if you can't see, it's worthwhile picking up the veil which some rabbanim do when they do such seder kiddushas. This is Lamed Aleph. Now we go to Lamed. There's two more simanim before we discuss other things. Lamed Dalet and Membeis. So Lamed Dalet, we read as follows. Kol mekadesh isha b'yadei asmo b'yadei shaliach mevorech. Who are our shaliach, says the Ramah. Yesh omrim achem mevorech, that's our minik. V'chein noagin. Asher k'sham b'misosav v'tzivon alo arayas v'os lano arusos hit lano ansuos brackets lano adechub b'kidushim with a base baruch atah Hashem mekadesh Yisrael mechaber Ramah. Yes, Omish Nusach Abrocha Blosh Acher. Hita Lanu Hanasua. Should we Esa Nasuas Lanu? What Lanu is missing over here? Ade Chuba Vekidushin. Chosein Baruch Ata Hashem Mekashem Yisrael Ade Chuba Vekidushin. Chenol Medina Seilu. The Acher Shagig Mara Abrocha Yekadesh. Okay, so the Mechaber Mav slightly different text. You follow the text which is in front of you. And then the Kiddushin takes place subsequently. Says the Chalkos Mechokek Sipkon Gimel Kolomar, the Chatchila who Iker Amitzah Levarch Over Las Yosef, as the Rambam said, as opposed to others who say should make the bracha after the kiddushin. If you forgot to make the bracha before the kiddushin, it's known to happen. Yes, it's been known to happen. What do you do? Yesh Levarch Achar Shekidesh, especially on minigas that someone else makes the bracha not the chosim. What does that do anything? The implication is that if you, the chosn makes the bracha as a birchas mitzvah, someone else makes the bracha, makes the birchas shevach v'odah. But, as we shall see, even though in our days someone else, the rabbi, makes the bracha, we still view it primarily as a birchas mitzvah, only birchas shevach v'odah in a pinch. Someone rely upon if they forgot to make it before, they make it afterwards. Here's the example. Pischei tshuva aleph. What happens in the following situation? An interesting situation. The Surah Cheresh. Person doesn't hear. What about the brachas? The brachas says it's the chosn to make the bracha. Either Masada Kedusha makes the bracha. Why? You know why? Shalom Levayesh is Ame Haaretz. The Beis Shmuel over here says in Sivkot and Beis, why somebody else? Shalom Levayesh Misha'eni Odeh Levarech. There's no one else. The chosn makes the bracha himself. So this is an interesting question. So if the chosn doesn't hear, how can you make the bracha? How can you make the bracha? He doesn't hear anything. Okay, Meshul Cheresh Reina Shomea, and the Yosef of Bracha Zu, Eichavarach HaMesader. Oh, maybe the Kala. Most of the Kala. Okay, because maybe the Kala, she's also included in the mitzvah of Yosef of Shlucha, the Moaz Loshen, in Kiddush, Naf Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph. What do you do if a Cheresh Maaz a Cheresh? Yes. For sure there's no bracha. Problem. Okay. So he's assuming it's a birchas mitzvah. If you hold it's a birchas shevach v'odah, it's not for the chosn and or kala. It's for the whole tzibur that's there to witness a beautiful wedding. So sometimes there are those who rely upon that shita. But achatchila, it's a birchas mitzvah, and therefore it should be really said by the chosn and the Rabbis bring more to the chosn. For this reason, it's a problem if you use a microphone. Use a microphone, we pass on the halacha, we're all poskim, Can't be motzi anybody in anything with a microphone. There's some rabbanim want to use the microphone for kriya samegillah. A very big shasatrach, big shuls, you can't hear anything. Rav Moshe would have a certain nitiyah l'kula to use a microphone because it's a reflection of the voice. Rav Shlomo Zalman was very much opposed. So the microphone is not the voice of the original Balkari. So if that's the case, you shouldn't use a microphone when it comes to a wedding either. So I try not to use a microphone for this reason. What about the Birchas Nisuin? So the Bar Per Gofen is certainly that has to be heard by the Chosn Kala. The remaining six brachas, that's an interesting shayla. May use a microphone for the other six brachas or not? That's a little more complicated, because there one can say, look, the 10 people in the room, birchas shevach v'hodah. Others say, but 10 have to hear, and have to be in the room. And they don't hear, they only hear someone else's voice. So the chatchila, even those brachas, I try to use non-microphones, but shasatchach, for those brachas, you can use a microphone based upon that. Shasatchach godol, you learn Rav Moshe that you use it straight through. That's my summation of the microphone issue. It's all based on this Pischei Tshuva, Sivkotan, Aleph and Simen, Lamed Aleph. Very important Pischei Tshuva. Okay. Let's now go to Siv Beis. Nogu lahaz de bracha zu al kol shul yayin, umavarach alav tchila, achar uvarach bracha zu, emein shul yayin, oshech uvarach osu b'fnei atzma. Where does it say, what's that do with wine? No one in Shas is wine mentioned. Where is it? Nowhere in Shas did they have the wine. Where's the wine for? It's a Chumash HaGaon. Takanas HaGaon. So Pischei Tshuva talks about a very famous question over here. A famous question. Here in Sivkotan Hey. Sivkotan Hey. I said a Pnei Yeshua. Right? Zayda. Tama Ma'od Al Mashinogu De Acher. Mevorach birchas ayin al kos vachosn zakala shosn mimenu. Hech mevorach bar pergafen kemen deina mevorach shosn mimenu. Hech yotzim chosn vakal birchas shal mevorach kemen shen akos ba'akev lav davish bechovan inu. Hech motzi chaveru have the birchas anenin nisuin meila tuna kos fine, but birchas erisin. Ersha kemen de mekol mokom iker ayin lav the honos mechaven shapir lahash. Choshev Shapir Kibirchas Amitzvah V'Niach Mitzarachin. They quote from Reb Chaim, although the family rejects it. Reb Chaim used to drink from the cup. He took a little sip before he gave it to the. They say maybe he shook his hand and a little fell on his fingers and he took a lick. That's what they say. Others say, I've seen Rabbanu just mamas drink out of it first. There are different opinions on how to handle this.
Rabbi Schwab
was
like the wine overflow the cup and
fall
on his
hand. Yeah, Rabbi Schwab. He's a brisker. Or whatever that means. So this is a minig which certain rabbanim have. I don't have that minig, but those who have it have it. Fine. I'll last simon before we get to the more nitty gritty. The simon membeis. Simon membeis. Is the. Well, there was another. There's one more simon we have to talk about, which. Oh yeah, sure. They're more siman. Forgive me, but for the moment, siman membeis. Hamakadosh below Eden, Einem Mekudeshes. Einem Mekudeshes. I feel him shnei amodim. Okay. What about one in this though? Shaila mechal. He got a whole discussion. This is siman membeis, siv beis. It's a little complicated because over here. What happens if they shnayim ve'echad mem korov? Harvim mekadosh v'fnei eid echad. Okay, great, good, fine. So far, so good. If one is a korov and only two people in the room, it's they're not married. What happens in Siv Gimel? Sarach sheyiru amekadosh v'miskadosh v'sa'edim. Alim ro some shnayim mechalon and heim ro meinim nirim lo ola lo ola. It's a joke. No one's watching it. I mean, it's a joke. They have to, not the Jubilee, they have to know that the Edom are there. They have to know. If you shamo Edom, shamo meshemekabel se kiddushin, yechol aloma, yodah se isi shen kiddushin blo Edom, vekivant le sachek bo. Joke. So they have to know that the Edom are there. Very important that they know that the Edom are there. Fine. Now, details which I'm not going to go into right now. Dal is the most important. Kiddush b'fnei Eidim, afilu la'omer atem Eidim mekudeshes. You don't have to say you are my Eidim. The only Eidim is good enough. Va'afilu yichid Eidim yicholam achem sheroa ma'isa lohayim. Others can testify. Utzrichem Eidim liros anasina mamash miyadu oli reshusa. Alim lo ro anasina mamash liyada. Afal pisha shomo shomai skachi li b'chevitz ploni v'achakach yotzim mechza liyada. Ein hakiddush. Hachiru hanasina mamish. Ein hokam b'zacha umdenos v'chochas. You have to actually see. Fine. So here there are two important pischei Jews. Both are important. Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Can't read the Yud Aleph totally. What happened? They were miyachad and a pasuk. Happens all the time, unfortunately, or maybe for some people, fortunately, the miyachad and a pasuk. So there are many rabbonim. When they have a problem of aguna or mamzerus or something, oh yeah, we found a psul in one of the eidim. That's a kemoitzin sholo rov, and that solves all the world's problems. Does it? Not so simple. Not so simple. Okay, a video is a few highlights. It's a very lengthy pischei tshuva. Of course, as follows. Chasam Sofer Simen Kuf. A Rav of Masada Kiddushin with the Shamish. The other Rabbanim were there. And they found out the Shamish was Korov Lakala. Gevalt. Gevalt. He took an A, which was Posel. He says, you have to have a second Kiddushin. You know what? It's hard to get another Kiddushin. It's elusive the Rabbanim. They were there. They didn't notice it. The Mishpacha, they were together a few weeks. Look, Miyostov, what's the big deal? Get two Eidim, no one's looking, and put the Gemini Gimri in. But Torah, that there were no Eidim, that's Poshut Yosef Yibbeinus and Bekutcha, and Tzor the Kadashenis. Everybody knows what's going on. There were many Rabbanim. The Messiah Kedushin and the Old Rashi Avibrochus. She went to the Chubba Becheskas the Suah. She's certainly, that's not a problem whatsoever. Nan Sadi, Kulonu Eidim, Messiah Kedushin Gedin. No problem. There is a problem, though. Because the Rav is Miyachad and Apostle Lloyd. Edus Kulam Betela. You all learn these, you know? Karv Apostle. Edus Kulam Betela, the Beis Shmuel says, according to the Rush, it's not a problem. Because it's only Ede Haggadah, not Ede Re'iyah. Avdim Mulum, the Ksois, said the following. They always, fathers and brothers are always going to be there. I never have a kosher Tosi as a kasha. Yes, it's good to be miyachad Eidim, but you don't need it. Why? Because that's only said Eidus Mamon and Nefashos. You have to come to Bezdin. But here, Eidus Kiyum, as we call it, Das Habaylim Einam Ela Lakshayim Lav Kol Kuminay the Psulim Levat Raton Habaylim. Here it's Eidus Kiyum. So the husband wants it should be Eidim. Some post lady say, I'm testifying. Baloney. If we saw the other shakri to trap liars, then I don't want. I'm pickpocketing you, and the guy sees. I don't want to be an aide. It doesn't work. If I'm marrying a woman and I have to aid a kiyum, I don't want you. Even though the rov is mazun eight psul litzdarif, lav kol kamine lahavs lekidushim zechos nekalam minavov larosu shial aidim zulas aksherim. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. So in my opinion, this is reliable. The rov Zal relied upon it. Rabbi Vajja goes the other way. Quotes a Ma'ariv, who seems to say the other way around. As long as there's one pasul aid there, the whole kedushin is batel and mevutel. So he solves the koyan the grusha problems. He solves mamzeres problems. He solves aguna problems. A lot of problems are solved if you hold like this Ma'ariv. And here's that we don't pasuk in this way. I'd love to give you a long shiur for at least an hour on this topic, but I can't because we're speaking express. But this is an important pischei tshuva in Yud Aleph. Let's give you a very brief summation. What is Yud Beis? Yud Beis is, well, he gave the ring and then someone blocked that split second, someone blocked his eyesight. Some want to say it's even that may be good enough. It's hard to rely upon it, but it is an opinion found in Pesach Tshuva here in Sif Katan Yud Beis. Before we say goodbye to the Simon, Sif Hey, this is Sif Dalet until now. Sif Hey says as follows. Hamakadosh b'psuli edus doraisa ena kedushin. Habsuli edus rabbonon or be'edin shem sovek psuli Torah. Im rotsa lechnos chos and makadosh b'edim sherim. Rotsa lechstrichem et gam yisovek. Himshel says no. It's a very complicated situation if the edim are psulim. What we call midi rabbonon. Okay, and there's a whole discussion over here. How far you go? Choshed al arayis, af al pish ein edim b'chabal erva rach shechoshed b'yama posel the edus, bein the kiddushin, bein the gerushin, yeah, v'yesh mekilim, chayshin l'tshuva chushin shechoshed b'tshuva yesh mekilim, because the why? I can't go into all the. You have to be careful. You have to be. You're in charge of the Masada, who the edim kiddushin are. And I always ask the biggest keeper in the world who's the Eid Kiddush. Much bigger than the Masada Kiddush, than the who has the Ksuba, the Shevet Broch Achrita. The bigger keeper, if you ask me, is Eid Kiddush. Because it hangs on you. Now, it is true, we said before, others can substitute for you if you happen to be puzzled, but it's still a much bigger keeper, if you ask me, to be the Eid Kiddush. I was once at a wedding where there was a Masada Kiddush, and he was from out of the country, and they told him, well, the Eidim were fine. And he sees that one of the relatives comes, and this aide gives her a kiss. Posel, according to the Rambam, it's lo sikrivu, lav d'oraisa yesh b'malkus, posel, then to change the aide on the list. But wow, kedai b'zoyon v'kotzef. So make sure in advance you try to get someone who doesn't do those things. Maybe wouldn't pass them. Anyway, I'm not going to go into the details. You want someone who's l'chol kosher l'chol adeus, so try very hard to make sure who the aid in advance, who will be the aid of condition. Everything else you can be moichal on it a little bit, but the aid of condition have to be kosher. With me? If they're related, if it's any relationship which is even close, you can't allow it. If the distant cousin is a binigas to, very distant, is to allow it. Two of our rabbim are distant cousins. Rabbi Rosenzweig and Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen are distant cousins. Yes? And they were both aid of condition at a wedding I just did last week. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, we're cousins. Yeah, they're cousins, such distant cousins, I don't know how. I was called up with the rabbis Wagner, Lahavdel ben Chaim Lachaim, Rabbi Feivi Zal, and Rabbi Shmuel Shlita. Their mother's name was Willig. She was the daughter of Shraga Feivel Halevi Willig, and I'm also a Levi, so we must be related somehow or other. But we don't even know how we're related. It's even less than the Rabbi Rosenberg, Rabbi Koh. We don't even know how. So we let it go.
Can't we just use the list that's in the Mishnah of Sanhedrin as to who's
right? We go much past the list. Even if they're kosher, mikra, din, we're still machmer. But this is so far.
This is a chumra that you keep all aleim Yisrael.
That's correct. We don't. We try to stay away from relatives. Okay. Simim mem tes sif gimel. Yeah.
We just learned. What are the standards for eating
yichud? Yichud. We'll get to the yichud later. Try and go in order. Call Misha after this class. I'll see if you're bucky. Call Misha and a bucky b'tiv gittin v'kiddush lo yilo esek imoyim. Says the Rambam. Lahoros b'hem. Shabakayocha litos v'yat esa erva v'goron l'havas mamzerim v'yisrael. He just... He didn't say you shouldn't be misaglish. You should be a paskin shayalis in siddur kiddush. That's a whole different story. Rashi says... Masha the Nesina's Kiddushin, and Kpeda Kokach. The Sada Kiddush Taras Achupa. And Shavaroh. And Shavaroh. So it's nothing. It's nothing. But it's not really true. Since Kiddushin, and Shavaroh, Protim, both is Siddur, so it's okay. But Siddur Get is much worse, so you can't put the two together. That's what the Pesach Shuvah, the Taz is over here. And the minig is that people do it even if they're not such experts. But it's better to know a little bit more than nothing. I measure is not so simple. I never correct anybody. If I'm not the Masada, I stay far, far, far away. Far away. But one time I did correct somebody. Tell you in a minute what. is as follows. He said, you shouldn't do it. Even though Rashi says the horos, even shouldn't even do a city kedushin. Why? You're afraid of mecholim. Who knows what you're going to do, etc., etc. The rav of this shtut was a masada kedushin. The city, the rav, now they have Rosh Hashivas from the outside. Some of the taka don't know what they're talking about. It's not a joke. Some don't know. What happened? A rabbi once got up and just, he was giving an English language. You know, that's some of the modern community, an English language. Play by play, if I may use that expression, forgive me. He says there are two parts to the marriage ceremony. There is the erusin and there is the nisuin. The erusin is the engagement, and the nisuin is the marriage. I said, it's true in modern Hebrew, for better or worse, ma'orasin means engaged, but erusin in halacha is marriage, total marriage. Chayv skila, now I'm a rasa, chayv skila. I went over to him and I said, quiet, I didn't say anything at the time. I said, I think you should be, next time you should be more careful about the Eris in modernity. But Eris and Halacha means they're married already. The Suin is it. As the Farshim explained, the Eris was when she got married, she was in her father's house for another year. And a year later, there was an Nisuin in those days. Now we do it together. Kumas HaGaonim. But other than that, I almost never correct. People make mistakes in the Ksub. I'll tell you that next week. I don't correct. Unless b'di'evet, I almost always good b'di'evet. This I just had to say something. I could be silent. Okay, now we skip to Simen Nun Hei. It's all still Hilchos Kiddushin. Simen Nun Hei Sif Aleph. Harusa, as I told you, Asur Lebamed Divrei Sofim Kolz Mashi Beveis Aviha. Abol Arusasa Beveis Chamev Makas and Makas Maris. Most people know this from Tosfos and Arei Pesachim, but even Matzah and Arei Pesach, you know. The Mashal and the Nimshal, you know. Most people know about this and about that. We don't have this nowadays, so Ayeres and the Suin, all at the same time. All we know about is Matzah. All right, fine. This is Simen Nun Hei Sif Aleph. Says the Ramah, Afilu Yibi Yichud Asurim, Chen Oros Shu Im Arusosom Bebayis Echad, Mevorachin Shever Brochus Pen Yisyachtu. Oh, once the Shever Brochus, then the Yichud following Shever Brochus, that is already considered nisuin. In fact, the Shpei Shmuel has Meshever Brochus Hel. Shever's Blo Chupa is nothing. So he says over here, Chiddush, that Acha Kiddushin Tzorach Chupa was Mut Lava Oleh Afilu Lo Eskav L'Shem Nisuin. Kona Mechupa, you can't. Nisuin and Tzorach Chupa, that's what he's suggesting, that if they said Shever Brochus, then if he's Bo Oleh, he'll be considered to be in the category of Nisuin. So suggested by Shmuel over here in Simen Nun Hei Sif Katan Aleph. A little complicated, but that's what it says. Because before that, Kala B'la Bracha Asur L'Bala Kenida. That's Vesech L'Kala. It's quoted L'Halacha. So after they made Sheva Brachas, so then the Bia might be considered a Bias Nisuin. Could be. Now, let's go a little bit further. It's important to understand what's going on over here. This is what the Mechaber says. Fine. What is Nisuin called to the Mechaber? Yisyached ima. Yichud zeh unikwa knisa l'chupa. Huanikwa Nisuin b'chol mochum. Fine. Habol arisos l'shem Nisuin acha shekitsha. Mishayar ba kino as this Nisuin kishtakol dover. We hope that this Bia had Yichud too, right? But so levorach b'chas chasanem b'beis achosn kodem anisuin. Ad kan the Mechaber. Comes the Ramah into high gear. He gives a number of other alternatives. What is the definition of Nisuin? I read to the Ramah, Nun Hei Sif Aleph. Yesh Omrim, Tuchupa Eino Yichud, Elakola Sheviya Achosim the Beis Sol Hashem Nisuin. Yichud's not enough. They have to come home together to his house. For some, have a Chumra, that the Chosim rents out the place of the Yichud so that it should be his house. Okay, whatever. Some call this a badekin. That's considered to be chuppah. Aye, chuppah without kedushin is nothing. How do we start the shiur? The first thing, what of huna? It's called one day a mechaber. Chuppah without kedushin may be something. Keep that in mind. V'yesh omrim to chuppah besula b'shiyotze b'hinuma. She wears a veil. V'almona b'sheis yachtu. Okay. A fifth shita. Achshav, the cross chupa mokom shemachnisim yuria prusa al gabe klonsos. You have a canopy. Umachnisim tachter chosan vakala berabin. Umekatsha shom. Umevorkan shem birchas erisin nisuin. Vachakach molichin osam the base of mokom yachad mokom tsunua. Ze achupa nohegas achshav. As we know, there's been a Jewish wedding today, Ashkenazi wedding. That is what we do. That's what we do. Why do we do all these things? So, the Mefarshim try to explain.
According to the Mechaber, the Yuchud room would also qualify as Nisun, even according to the Mechaber.
According to the Mechaber, that is, you need the Yuchud room. That's, no Yuchud room is nothing. Nothing, zero. That's what the Mechaber says. Okay? The Ramo obviously is disagreeing. The Chelkas Machokek talks about this a bit. It says as follows. Psul and Amon, there's no distinction in Shas Bavli. You shalmi. Shalmi. If you marry an Amon on Erev Shabbos, it's all the Michl Sami Bel Yom, which is Yichud. But Psula, you don't need Yichud. Once an Otsami Numa, Nikochup, under the canopy. Not an Amon. There's a whole discussion what the din is. Yes, no, I can't go into the Pratim right now. The Minigah Poshet, we know. It's what we call a chuppah, a canopy. That's our minig. The Bach says, "Anu noag and kedivrei kulam." We try to yosu all the shittas in the morning. They cover the kala's head. That's hinuma. That's called chuppah, called the toisus. And yuma yugimu. Kol zman shlo niskacha ein chuppah konu bekom kedushin. What about Rav Huna? Rav Huna. We said before chuppah koina. The answer is, you need kavana. You need kavana. That's down. If you don't have kavana, it's nothing. If they don't have kavana, that should be a kiddushin. Okay? Yeah, he says, if she puts a ring, the skasha, nikos ma freya, nisul, nishas atosis. I don't know what that means. But long nisulman, nisul, nashim, misyachtan, achar achupa. It's a different opinion. We try to be also as many opinions as we can. So explains the chelkas machokek over here. Okay, we try to do everything as much as we can. Pesach Tshuva discusses this question as well. What is considered to be marriage? Nisuin? As follows. He says,
if we say Chuppah's Kona, then the Brachas Erison might not be over the Asiyasa.
Very good question. Excellent question. I mentioned this a little bit last time, that in my humble opinion, they are not, chuppah is not kohen until they have kavanah, as I just mentioned a minute ago. And they don't have kavanah to be married until after the Sheva Brachas. Because kala below brachas through lebala kenida, you don't have an issuin when she's quote unquote kenida. And therefore, even though they're under a canopy, it's not chal the issuin until after the Sheva Brachas. That's what I think. There is a conflict between holds like you.
The Huna holds that they're not into conflict as Erisin.
Right? Exactly, but to achieve Nisuin and either even Erisin has to have Kavana. There's a differing opinion which maintains that I'm wrong, and it could be the Shachos this way, that if you put a ring on under the canopy, you automatically is considered to be Nisuin. Did you mention last time? But then the Dvarim ended with Chesach of Perisana Olam, Rav Asher Weiss Paskin, it has to be said, they have to get married out of the chuppah. They put a ring out of the chuppah, say that in the dvarim, and then walk under the chuppah. That's he holds, and I think the shach may hold like him. But the minhag Yisrael is not that way. They're not considered nisuim until after the shever bracha, so you can say that in the dvarim after he puts the ring on, as I mentioned to you last time. Okay, this is a very, very important din. Okay, let's now discuss over here Siv Beis. Nun Hei, Siv Beis. Am Aris as Isha Birch Birchas Chasanim velo Nisyach and Ima Bebeso, Haidayan Arusi, and Birchas Chasanim also Nisuin Ela Knesset L'Chuppah. It's not the Brachas, it is the actual, whatever you want to call it. The Yichud Room, the Canopy, something's a Talis, right? We know that minute is an ancient minute to use a Talis. So, therefore, Yof also Shabircha Birchas Chasanim, Nisyach the Miyad Achakach. So there are some rabbanim who are very, they don't like this long schlepped out either speeches after the Shavuot Brachos are done. Speeches should be done really before the Shavuot Brachos, before the Kriyas Ksuba, or after Ksuba, before the Shavuot Brachos, because it's supposed to be a hefsik. How we read the Ksuba is a hefsik between Kedushin and Nisuin. She makes another Bor Prek Ofen. A speech then is good. Afterwards, it's a hefsik between the Nisuin and the Yichud, which we try to curtail. Even those long, long dances, they were screaming and yelling like, well, Lainas, all the men, it's also not such a good idea. Should try to go more, a little more quickly from the chuppah to the yichud, assuming that we hold that yichud or something. Svarah don't have yichud. They have no yichud, but we have yichud. So let's try to curtail it somewhat, the time gap between one and the other. Fine. Sif Gimel. If there's no Berachas Chasan, she's in the Suah Gemurah. Okay? The ksuba should precede the chuppah, especially if it's yichud, because yichud has to be royal the beer. We'll see next week there can be psulim found in the ksuba under the chuppah. You have to wait to write a whole new ksuba that they go into the yichud. My opinion, no. They can go into the yichud first. Otherwise, a tremendous tircha de tzibura. Perhaps I'll discuss the reasons a little bit later. But that's what I think. Even though it sounds not that way from the Mechaber here in Siman Nun Hey Sif Gimel, the Beis Shmuel says, let's leave that out for the moment. Okay. And one more time.
It's going to be a different day.
Different day. What? That's next week. That's about the date of the Ksuba. We'll discuss next time. Emir Tzeshem. Okay. Now, there is an Aruch HaShulchan, which I don't have in front of me. He says that Nisuin is somewhat subjective. Whatever they consider to be Nisuin is Nisuin. In some places it was Yichud, in some places it was a Chuppah, some places it was a Talis, some places it was a Bedekin, some places they used to eat together, some of they have to go home to their private home, or whatever you want. It's based on various sources, which I can't go down to Tosefta and Yerushalmis. I think that's completely correct, the Aruch HaShulchan's approach to this matter. Just a number of other important ha'aras. Simen Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph. Okay. As we just mentioned. What about chuppas nida? Ooh. According to the Rambam, yichud of nida is of course asur, and therefore it doesn't work. We don't pass like the Rambam. Chuppas nida is avoidable if it's manazeh with pills. The Messiah Kedusha should tell that to the ladies, that they should avoid chuppas nida. It can be avoided with pills. It's manazeh. Fine. Okay. So chuppah, you have to have proper kavana for the nisuin. It's very important. Okay. Yeah.
What does Rebbe hold in terms of fixing the date? Does Rebbe hold that one ideally should try to fix a date
for the nida cycle? Ideally, yes, but there are always problems. Someone's getting married, someone's making a bar mitzvah, someone's, you know, when you're making a wedding date, there's so many complications. I don't want to throw this in to make things even more complicated. If you can do it when it fits. But if it doesn't work, nowadays there's a simple solution. Not a doctor, but there's a simple solution. I'm a co-author even of an article about this, by A. Jessen with Dr. Granger from my shul. You look it up, you can find it online. Yeah?
I know this goes a little more into the couple's nida, shout out to Ishas, but how much should we encourage them to consummate marriage on the first night?
Okay, that's an important question. We encourage it. Encourage it. There's an expression, we'll see later, lo yisachek mitinokos. There were these men who would play around because they didn't, once they had a full beer, they'd become also mishum nida, they'd play around. That's a terrible thing to do. But if it's her issue, that she's too tired or she's too nervous or something like this, a man can't force himself on his wife, chas v'shalom. So it goes beyond our discussion for today, but that's a distinction. Is it him or is it her? Okay, but again, I'm talking only B'kitz and Imritz. Fine. Fine. Now, one second, please. What happened over here? Yeah. Speaking of this, Yesh Omim. No, let's leave that out for a moment. No time for that. Again. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the following, the Ramah quotes the following minig. Chas and Kala fast. They fast. Well, what's the reason for fasting? Some say it's like Yom Kippur, so you should finish the fast. They shouldn't get drunk. Okay? So, on both sides, if it's past Shkia, now in the wintertime, the sun sets at 4:30, and why must they don't get stuck? Especially next week, Hanukkah, I mean, weddings, Hanukkah. It's going to be 7:30, 8:30. Once it gets 5 o'clock, you're ready to eat. Don't get drunk. That's the other reason it applies. But the Yom Kippur is done already as soon as it gets dark. It's important people to. Of course, if it's in the summertime, you're married at 12 noon, it's also done. Either way, we cut. And if the, very often the women are not able to fast, they're difficult to fast, they tell them they're not to fast. It's only a minute, and if it's too hard, they should not be fasting. It's very, very important. Nakuda. Please, this is not, you think it's faint even. You have to be careful. Okay, let's go on in the Ramah. Okay. Yesh omer las es achupa taras ha-shamayim v'simen tov she'zaram kekoch ve'ach-shamayim. Get married outdoors. Chassidim always get married outdoors. That's why so many children. The moderns get married indoors. That's obviously the reason, right? Okay, so Rabbi Sai, this is a minik kadman according to the Ramah. Sometimes they have a little rooftop which opens up, like going to the atrium today for a wedding. They have to get indoor, but there's a big scar that comes on top. Sometimes it rains in, it snows in. But okay, it's a little short. They open it up for the chuppah. You can hear it. They press a button and they get a retractable roof over there. That's what they do. It's not ma'akev, of course, but it's a proper custom. It should be done when possible. Sarach lahamad achosin the small akala. Tesha akala the amin achosin. The ksiv, nitzva shegol yiminecha. Pasuk in Tehillim. Which way do they face? Oh, boy, they face this. What do they face? A whole barakev over here. Sivkot Zayin. So, some say they face Yerushalayim. Some say they face towards the crowd, away from the crowd. I tell them to face any way you want. I'm not going to make life difficult for them. I just say, yeah?
I'm just sorry, back to the chuppah. Is it mamash have to be chuppah? If you're outside,
no, it has to have a chuppah. No one is under the... Yeah, even the chassidim have a chuppah, but the chuppah itself is under the stars. No, it has to have a chuppah. You have to have a chuppah. Okay. I've told me Torahs to tell you, but I have no time. I'm skipping all the Shevet Brachos because I don't have time to even talk to that. It's not really directly your responsibility, except the Shevet Brachos at the wedding meal itself, that you hopefully can get right. But the subsequent Shevet Brachos usually doesn't happen on your watch. Okay? Simen Samech Dalid can't get married on Shabbos. Ramo was had a case where they went into Shabbos, not for now. Mitzvah Sameh Chosav Vekala Velerak Veliko Lefaneha Chino Vachasuda Afilu Eino No. Everyone knows in Gemara Ksuvos, pass like Beis Hillel. This is what should be done. Siv Gimel Tzoruch Lo says Eifa Barosh Achosim B'Mokom Anachas Tfilin Zeich La'Avelas Yerushalayim Chsiv Losum La'Avelas Tzion Per Tachas Eifer. Okay. Ad kan simin samach hey sif gimel. The pitzchei shuvah sif cotton dalit. They say break a kos. What kind of kos do you break? Etc. Shouldn't be too expensive. Okay. Now, the Taz says there shouldn't be a Hemuhenuma Shokala Kesev Ozov. It's a Gemara. They asked Atros Kala after the Churban. That's why I don't like these tiaras, which look like silver. They're not really silver. It's a bluff. They're made from beads. But they look like silver. And therefore, it's a Marasayan question. It's against the spirit of the law. I prefer the old style, where they didn't have these tiaras. It's a fairly new thing. And I prefer that they not be utilized. Okay. Now, much more to be said, but since my time is so short, I'm just going to read you through some of the highlights that I have in what I call my syllabus. When I meet with the Chas Lekala, to give him some highlights of what's going to happen. Now let's go over there very briefly. So what happens on the wedding day? My preference is to take the pictures beforehand or crop, Photoshop. In other words, if you have the pictures all done after the chuppah, it takes an hour and a half sometimes until they come out. I was running in Lakewood last week. To get there is an hour and a half. Then it took another hour and a half until they came out. They didn't come out until 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Going to Shalalim. And you have to... Sabah Lechaim Daraisa. And once my Rabbi Shneur Kotler at one of these weddings, he said, who gave them the right to tell Sirish Bittelsman? The simple solution, take the pictures before. Oi, give out. Now they see each other for a week. Doesn't say anywhere. Rabbi Arya Kaplan wrote a great book called Made in Heaven. So if you want to get a book in English, it's the best book. He was looking for the minig. He only found it in Minhage Chabad. That means it's nowhere, because he knew everything. It doesn't exist. You want to keep, I think it's a very good minig. It has to come to an end somewhere. So the Badekin. So let it come an hour earlier. They take pictures together. No, the Badekin has to be romantic. Your romance is causing 500 man hours to go down the tubes. I don't like it. Most of the weddings I do, I succeed. Sometimes I fail. Okay, I fail. Just giving you what I prefer. Fine. What happens at the Chosn's Tish? It's Tznoyim. Just giving you, going briefly over. The two fathers, or others if necessary, perform the Kabbalah's Kenyan. The two mothers break a plate. Okay, that goes on. We spoke about the Tznoyim a little bit last week. The Ksuba, we'll discuss the details next week. You should read the Ksuba with the Chosn and the witnesses, explain what the Chiyuvim are. And you make a Kenyan Suder, pick up, it used to be a handkerchief, no one has handkerchief anymore, you pick up a pen. Okay, when you get to the word Vekanina, you review the names of the witnesses and make sure they should sign sitting down. So they shouldn't goof up the signatures. Ask them how to sign their name. If it's a funny spelling, you have to ask them the spelling. I learned the hard way. Everything is funny. And once it's, what's your name? Moshe Ben Chaim. How can you go wrong? Mem Vav Shin He. Okay. So, mistakes, is the low end to mistakes. Okay.
I appreciate that.
Then we go to the Badekin. We mentioned before Badekin. Because the son Badekin is already a Hinuma, is already a Nisuan. There are some briskers who want to have Eide Badekin. In my opinion, it's not necessary. Okay, even Eide Yichud is not that necessary. We try to do it, but because I skipped some of the lumdus, Reb Chaim held that the Nisun does not need Eide Kiyum, only Kiddushin. I'm not going to explain why. I'll look it up in the Sefer, in the Yibn V'Chalitz, I believe. One needs Ratzon, one needs Kavona, not for now. But you know, our minigas we have Eide Yichud, our minigas we do not have Eide Bedek. Those who have. My view is that the Bedekin should be, they're not married yet. It's not as some have slow bedekins, some have fast bedekins. That doesn't matter which way. My kids split down the middle, whichever you want. But I don't want them to lift the chasn on the shoulders after the bedekin. I think it's inappropriate. He's not married yet. And I see they going. They often they turn around and like a prize fight, like Rocky. You know? It's a wrong time. Like Cole's mom, that's not the time for it. Later on, he's on a chair, they pick him up. And at the wedding, that's fine. You give a bracha to the kala. What bracha do you give? That's it. That's only his five words. You want to give longer brachas? Fine. The primary mevarach is the father of the kala, if there are grandfathers as well. The chosn's father, you know, should put their hands over the kala. They shouldn't touch the kala directly. Fine. And I wrote over here, expect 20 to 30 minutes till the chuppah. That's how long it takes. The time you go to bedekah to the chuppah, that's a reality. Not in Eretz Yisrael, it takes 3 minutes, it goes straight. Here you have to fall into the place, you have to sit down, and it's narrow doors, and in the marina. Go on tonight to the marina. Not tonight. Next time to the marina. It takes a long time to have it filter through. It takes forever. It's also bittles not. When you go to a wedding, you have to come with a chumash and rashi in your pocket or at least on your phone. You can sit a half an hour for the time. Literally, to finish the whole parsha with rashi until they even start the chuppah. It happens. Waste time. Okay. I wrote procession, the shorter the better. They give out now scorecards. A scorecard was 52 people marched down. I just count them up. I'm sure it's top down in some cases. Okay, a kittel. She puts on a kittel.
Is that a lachic problem in general? Or is it not appropriate enough?
I'm not saying it's that. I'm just telling you a fact. The shorter the better. I was at a wedding last week. The chosid marched down. Then all the grandfathers and grandmothers marched down. And then the kala and the parents marched down. That I understand. A grandparent has a right to march down at his grandchild's chuppah. I'm also a romantic. It's very beautiful. It's moving. It really is. But every little third cousin, and then they have best man and best lady. Maid of honor, and upset. They have 10 of them and 5 of them, and the kids start marching. It's a zoo, it's a circus. I don't like it. I can't stop it. I understand what I tell the chazal, the shorter the better. Kittel, proper nigunim to march down to, slow to Vegas to get nigunim from the Adir and from the Bansiach. It's very, you have to tell the chazal, think about it in advance. You shouldn't have any movie scores or funny tunes. Yeah, what speaks to you? It's just a serious moment. You know, somebody's. If someone's going to sing, make sure they know how to carry a tune. That's another problem. You know, either you have the professional guy who hopefully gets it right, or if you're having family members, make sure they get it right. My wedding, the kids all sang, they got it right. They know what they're doing. But if they know what they're doing, it's a little bit not so nice. I wrote that the chosen should not go out to greet the kala. My rebbe was makbar on this. He said it came from the goyim. Others disagree, but in my view, you should wait under the chuppah until the kala comes.
Unless
you
want to say that the
chuppah
is like his house and he takes her to his house.
Huh? Yeah, for that reason, especially by chassidim, they're makbid. The chos takes the kala by the hand and brings her to the yichud room. They're makbid on it. Even she's nida, they hold by the bottom of the gown. Chassidim, they're the biggest makpidim on this. They're the biggest tznum, but they want this is their kpeda. I don't have time to tell you why Rabbi Huttner explained why he thinks it's better that they face away from him. They face towards the crowd, not away from the crowd like the Yekas do, but I don't have time to explain to you why. Okay, you have the chuppah to the microphone I will not use for the brachas. The MC, every chuppah is an MC. The MC should have everything written, typed neatly in front of him. He shouldn't have to improvise a single solitary word. Because you make improvisations, you make mistakes. I'm telling you from experience, it should all be written out for him. Everything should be written. You have to have a few alternates on the bottom in case someone doesn't show up. That's important. You should try to make sure they're there before you come. Otherwise, the next bracha. And now he's not there. It's a whole. Try to make sure these things are done properly. The mic can be used for the harayat and for the reading of the ksuba. You should make sure you have white wine or grape juice because red stains. You call the MC calls the rav and the eidim, yichud eidim, whatever that means. That's itself. The yichud eidim, they're calling them up. You be yachad them for the exclusion of psulim. Fine. Yes, it's the ring worth the prut. You borrow your own money. The two brachas the rabbi makes. Then, if everything's intact, you've got to bring all the parents into the act. So the chosen's father gives him to drink, the kala's mother, and afterwards, the second cup, they flip. Right, the kala's father and the chosen's mother into the new child in law. Fine. He says, harayat.
You can use a microphone for harayat?
You could, I think so.
Why is it big?
Not for now. And you give him, today we have cue cards. Whoever can read Hebrew gets a cue card. In the olden days, at my wedding, the Rav said the whole thing in front of me. The Rav said, harayat, harayat, he even said the word li. I have too many stories to tell you. Let's stop here. Mitzvah, next time we'll talk about some of these stories, then we'll get to the ksuba, okay? Catch me.
If a brocha, if you can't use a brocha,
it's a good question,
but not for that.